Reports due this week show campaign committees spent more than $4 million urging people to vote no on the federal spending restrictions. Seth Hoffmeister helped manage the no campaign. He says the group used door knocking, mailers, and digital ads.
So just really clearly communicate the impact of these intentionally confusing amendments that were snuck on a low turnout ballot.
Supporters described the amendments as a necessary check on executive power, while opponents said they would have hampered a governor from acting quickly during an emergency. Conservative groups reported spending just over $250,000 to support the amendments. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.